Hello and welcome to the Top 30 podcast. I'm Richard Bacon.
And I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. Coming up, thanks to a new invention, your produce can now last at least twice as long. Rapper Jay-Z has a new job. And how'd this bear get trapped in a car? AAA says 47 million Americans are traveling for July 4th. And now the TSA has new rules on what you can pack in your carry-on bag. The agency announced Wednesday that flyers will have bags inspected for powdered materials. The new guidelines are similar to the rules for liquids, gels, and food, where travelers could be asked to take containers out of their bag for separate screenings. If officers can't confirm the powder is safe, passengers will be told to throw it away. That includes cosmetics, baby powder, and packets of drink mix. The rule is for security. TSA says powder can look like explosive material on an X-ray. Agents are also concerned about pepper spray and fentanyl. The agency says travelers should put containers larger than 12 ounces in their checked baggage. Passengers with pre-check aren't subject to the new policy. The powder guidelines are a continuation of stricter rules that began in April. Flyers were told to remove food and other items because they were hard to read on X-rays. The new rules for powder take effect starting this week.
All right, let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute today with Susan Lee. Susan, I hear that the real estate market is struggling a bit.
Yeah, that's right, Richard. U.S. home sales are down for the second month in a row. And the reason? Well, a shortage of homes on the market have pushed prices to a record high. In fact, home prices haven't been this high in almost 10 years. That's a decade. AMC is taking on MoviePass. The theater chain has launched a discounted movie ticket program. So for $20 a month, members can see three movies a week and get discounts on concessions. And unlike MoviePass, members will be able to see movies in any format. That includes IMAX and also Real D 3D. And AT&T has unveiled a skinny bundle that will include more than 30 channels, 15,000 movies, and television programs available for on-demand viewing. The price for non-AT&T customers will be $15 a month.
And Susan, what else is AT&T doing?
Well, it's launching an unlimited service that will let subscribers choose from channels including HBO and Cinemax. Don't forget, AT&T recently sealed the deal with Time Warner for $85 billion.
All right, interesting. Susan in New York, thank you.
The Supreme Court has ruled that states can require online retailers to collect sales tax on consumer purchases. It's a win for the states who say they were losing billions. But for the consumer, it means your online shopping habit just got more expensive. And 10 survivors of the Humboldt Broncos bus crash that left 16 dead reunited for the first time at the NHL Awards in Las Vegas. Among those lost in the crash was Broncos coach Darcy Hogan, who was honored with the Hero Award because of his positive impact on the community through the game of hockey. And a bear somehow got into a parked car in Lake Tahoe and destroyed the interior so badly that the vehicle couldn't be unlocked to get him out. The Placer County Sheriff's Department broke one of the car windows and the bear was able to make his escape. A good reminder not to keep food in your car. Well, a new startup wants to reduce food waste by extending the shelf life of fresh produce. Appeal Scientist has developed a plant-based invisible film that essentially reinforces the skins and peels already found on most produce. The film slows a fruit or vegetable's rate of respiration, which is when it loses water and carbon dioxide and absorbs oxygen. This process is how produce perishes. And in a lab setting, produce treated with Appeal had shelf lives that were four times longer than produce without it. Currently, fruits and veggies account for 40% of food waste, so this technology could have wide-ranging implications. It could reduce food waste, allow produce to travel farther with less refrigeration, and reduce our carbon footprint. Avocados treated with Appeal are already being tested at Costco stores in the Midwest, where access to fresh avocado is hard to come by. And Appeal expects citrus and asparagus will be their next products to hit store shelves. Only time will tell if this promising technology will revolutionize the produce market.
Sounds like a great thing. Top 30, we'll be right back.
The Puma shoe brand is making a splash as the company works to break into the basketball shoe market. Puma just named rapper Jay-Z as its creative director of basketball. Puma is the number three sports brand in global sales behind Nike and Adidas and is more known around the world for soccer and running. In fact, the face of the company is Usain Bolt, even though he's retired from competitive track. Along with adding Jay-Z, Puma signed some top college basketball players heading into their first season in the NBA, including Arizona's DeAndre Ayton, Duke's Marvin Bagley III, and Missouri's Michael Porter Jr. The players' impact in the NBA play a big role in determining if the company can be successful in the competitive basketball shoe market. Well, hey, speaking of sports, there's a new dating app called Crown, and it gives the look and feel of a March Madness bracket. Every day, a list of 16 profile matches are curated and set up in a bracket form for you. You pick the winner between each pair until eventually you're down to the final four, and then the championship head-to-head where you crown the winner. The winner is alerted and can choose to chat with you or take a pass. The app's creator believes other dating apps encourage people's natural predisposition to keep looking for something better. With Crown's approach, they're hoping both parties will know there's a genuine interest because they beat out others, and therefore, they'll be more likely to connect. And if a game feel is what you're into, Fox has a brand new dating show premiering this summer called The Swipe Is Right. So if you live in Southern California and want to find your perfect match, you can apply at theswipeisright.com.
Hurricane season is here, and more homes are being built to survive deadly storms. Nearly 7 million homes in the United States are at risk of being damaged by storms in 2018. This according to the analytics firm CoreLogic. The company estimates the cost of rebuilding is $1.6 trillion. As a result, more architects and engineers have turned to building so-called hurricane-proof homes. The Insurance Institute for Business and Home Safety created a new building standard called Fortified. Homes get the certification if their roofs won't leak or come off in a storm. In South Carolina, a home called the Eye of the Storm sits just 230 feet from the ocean. It's designed with no seams or shingles that high winds could get under and rip off. It's made from concrete and steel. An online listing says it can withstand a Category 4 hurricane and give owners total peace of mind. But the home isn't cheap. It's currently on the market for nearly $5 million.
There are money lessons designed for millennials that we can all learn from. And consumer reporter Steve Noviello from Fox 4 Dallas says now is the perfect time to make changes in your financial life. Hi, Steve.
Hey, Kristen. The summer is the perfect time because absent a regular schedule, this is when money matters can really get out of hand. So millennials or really anybody else, I want you to understand this. No is a complete sentence. Kind of. Look, if everybody is home for the summer and they're inviting you out to $40 bottomless brunch, and that's something you cannot afford or don't value, it's okay to say no, especially if you offer an alternative, more affordable solution. But understand two things. One, your friends will go without you and post pictures on the internet. And two, every now and again, invest in your friendship. Say yes, right? Don't save your way out of knowing everybody, because look, not everybody wants to come to your house to watch a movie every time. It's okay sometimes.
You're so right. It's important to save, but you've got to let yourself live a little too. Thanks for the advice, Steve.
The police shooting of an unarmed black teenager in Pittsburgh has sparked outrage. Cell phone video of the incident appears to show Antoine Rose running from officers with his back turned after his car was stopped.
Why are they shooting at him? No, I'm recording this. Why are they shooting? All they did was run, and they're shooting at them.
Rose was allegedly unarmed. Crowds protested outside the police station this week. The officer who reportedly pulled the trigger had been sworn in just hours before. I mean, it is a shocking video, and the person filming it says what everyone else is thinking, which is, why did they shoot?
You know, there has to be some protocol. When the police officers are already there, someone runs, what is the protocol?
Well, there must be.
You know, there was no stop. Put your hands in the air. There was none of that. You just hear three gunshots and you see this teenager hit the ground.
I mean, to try and see it from the police officer's perspective, I do understand he may have been convulsed by fear. He'd heard there'd been a drive-by shooting. It's his first day on the job. He was scared and made an irrational decision. But that's not a justification.
Right.
I'm just trying to say, I wonder what was going on in his head. Whenever I see this as well, I do think, haven't the police seen all the other stories about this happening and the reaction to it happening all those other times?
Yeah, right, no. Listen to this stat. At least 491 people have been fatally shot by police in 2018. And this year is young.
How many? 491?
491, at least. That's according to a database kept by the Washington Post. Yeah. It's a sad, sad thing.
I know, tells its own story.
Okay, let's move on now. Burger King is apologizing for a promotion it ran in Russia for the World Cup. Women could get a lifetime supply of free Whoppers and 3 million rubles. That's about 47 grand. There was a catch, though. They had to get pregnant by a World Cup athlete. Who is the idiot that came up with this? It's truly unbelievable.
Burger King says they've got protocols in place to make sure this doesn't happen again. I assume that protocol is don't come up with a stupid idea. That's our new protocol.
I hope so. Of course, they yanked their promotion because they got a ton of backlash.
It does raise one important question.
What is that important question?
If I was the wife of a footballer in a nice, normal relationship, then got pregnant by my husband, can you claim the burgers? Do you know what I mean? Can you claim, does it count? Because I think according to the wording of the promotion,
then you should be able
You should be able, someone should try it.
Yeah, they
should. I got him pregnant. He got me pregnant. It's my husband. And I want the burgers.
Hey, give me my Whoppers.
Yeah. Although, if you are married to a world-class athlete, your diet will probably be more interesting than a burger every single day.
In today's Hometown Stories from Fox 29 Philadelphia, the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, or CHOP, recently held its 12th annual prom. For a night, more than 100 pediatric patients had the chance to forget about all their medical struggles and just have fun. They dressed up, walked the red carpet, and danced the night away. And one patient said it meant a lot to him to be able to forget about being sick for a night.
It's fun. Gets kids to not be stuck in their room all night and day, and then they can come out here and enjoy themselves.
In our second story from Fox 5 New York, 23-year-old Yanis Ho didn't arrive in New York City by car, subway, or train. Instead, she skated in on rollerblades, and she came all the way from Miami, Florida. For the past 3 months, Yanis skated 40 miles a day to make the journey. She didn't bring any money, so she relied on the kindness of strangers to help her. And in the process, she's raised more than $10,000 to help women in Africa get an education. And in our final story from Fox 10 Phoenix, for the past 15 years, a group of firefighters have volunteered their time to staff Camp Courage, a week-long summer camp for burn victims. And one of the ways they fundraise for the camp is through a charity motorcycle ride. Retired firefighters from the Phoenix Wind and Fire Motorcycle Chapter ride to the camp's campus in Prescott, and all the money they raise is donated directly to Camp Courage. And their efforts help fund an unforgettable experience for these kids. Kind of a crazy story here. An IBM computer debated a human and won. IBM put up two of its computers in two separate debates. One of them lost, but the one that ended up winning is named Project Debater and convinced judges that we should increase the use of telemedicine. So this robot, Project Debater, got the topic of the debate just moments before the debate and instantly was able to skim more than 300 million news articles and established papers to formulate an argument.
So it skims them and finds the arguments and then repeats them. It wasn't pretending that it was anything other. The people who organized this didn't pretend that it was secretly a human.
No, straight up robot.
Everyone knew it was a robot.
Yes.
And enough people in the audience changed their mind on the issue.
Yeah.
Thus, the robot won. Robots have won at chess in the past.
Jeopardy.
They've won at Jeopardy in the past. It's fantastic. This is a big step in AI. AI in some ways is terrifying, and AI in some ways could save humanity. It's a huge moment, this, I think.
Yeah.
That a computer can win a debate.
And even tell jokes during the debate. I thought that this really blew my mind. Its brain is a group of computers in a data center far away, far, far away.
Imagine when you first showed people a calculator and said, look, this calculator, this tiny thing, can compute any number faster than the human brain.
Yeah.
And no human brain can skim 300 million sources. You know, so
I would still be working on it right now, page number.
Imagine where we'll be in 20 years, in 30 years, in 50 years, what this means for the economy, for jobs. What does it mean?
Yeah.
No computer will ever be able to shift any predetermined view my mother has. I think it very much depends on the audience. A new survey found a lot of workers are skipping lunch so they don't get lunch shamed. And people say they're fearful of eating because of how they may be perceived by bosses and co-workers.
Yeah.
38%.
This is sad. I hate to hear that people feel uncomfortable.
Why?
Taking a lunch.
Losers take lunch, Kristen.
Because we've got to eat.
34% of bosses consider how often employees take lunch breaks. So these employees fearing being shamed are onto something. That's more than a third of bosses. No. Oh, took lunch today, did you?
I know. I was kind of shocked by the fact that 22% of bosses think employees who take a lunch break are less hardworking.
I mean, technically they are.
But we have
if
to
If you
eat.
Stay in the office and work, then you're working more.
But you have to eat. It's a biological need. Anyway, I don't get it. I think it's sad that people are getting lunch shamed.
No, they're interesting numbers.
Yeah, they're interesting, but I do think it's sad. That's all I'm saying. All right, we all have little pet peeves, things other people do that can be super annoying. Well, we have a list of some of the most common pet peeves people listed on the internet.
Yeah.
And I think everyone can agree that people who don't turn right on a red light are annoying. Okay, people also who talk on their cell phone too loudly. That's a given, right?
Yeah.
Everyone hates that. And then people who double park, who take up more than one parking
spot. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a famous one on the list.
You know, another common pet peeve, people who start every sentence.
My pet peeve is people who talk over other people and don't really listen to what they're saying. The Supreme Court will decide if Apple can be sued for a monopoly on apps. A group of consumers have brought a class action lawsuit alleging that the company's app store is a monopoly because it's the only place to purchase iPhone apps. The lawsuit also alleges that Apple inflates app prices. The company charges developers who sell applications in the app store a 30% commission. Wired reports the fees earned Apple an estimated $11 billion just last year. The plaintiffs say those fees are being passed on to customers. Apple says current laws don't allow consumers to bring the lawsuit. It claims the developers are the ones overcharging customers. Technology experts say that if the Supreme Court rules against Apple, it could lead to more lawsuits against companies like Google and Microsoft, who also sell third-party apps. The Supreme Court will hear the case during its next term, starting in September. Oprah became the first black woman to make the world's 500 richest people list. Her $4 billion fortune landed her in the 494th spot. She was propelled to that position after making almost $430 million so far this year. One of Oprah's biggest moneymakers is her purchase of Weight Watchers stock. Her $43.5 million investment in 2015 has grown to more than $400 million, and she just signed a multi-year deal for $1 billion with Apple to serve as the host for its new original programming. She made the majority of her fortune hosting the Oprah Winfrey Show and also started a cable network in 2011. With the addition of Oprah, the top 500 richest people list now includes 65 women.
Dad Mark Reynolds doesn't need to keep a random box full of his daughter's drawings because he's found a better way to keep them. The Ontario, Canada native has a collection of tattoos covering his arms, legs, and torso of his children's drawings. More recently, the devoted dad inked a drawing his 8-year-old daughter Leah did of Wonder Woman and one of R2-D2 done by his 6-year-old daughter Charlotte. Reynolds said, "Every time I'm in public with a short-sleeve shirt or shorts, I have people ask if the kid drawing ones are real tattoos and if they've been drawn by my kids." And he's not done. Reynolds says he plans to continue adding to his tattoo collection, which is just fine by his wife, Andrea, because she totally approved.
The FAA is working to update airplane evacuation standards, which haven't been changed in almost 30 years. The agency requires a plan that can evacuate a plane within 90 seconds in case of an emergency, and the current standards haven't been significantly updated since 1990. A federal watchdog group says planes have a much different configuration now, with more seats and less space in between those seats. The group says the updated plan should also address issues like passengers using their cell phones to take videos and pictures instead of focusing on getting off the plane. And they cited a recent evacuation of a plane that caught fire in October of 2016 at Chicago's O'Hare International Airport. Several passengers took their carry-on baggage out of the exit despite instructions to leave everything behind. The FAA has not set a date to release any updated evacuation plans, but did say they are working to ensure airlines comply with regulation and emergency procedures.
When Mona Manahan's eyesight started to go, her husband Des went above and beyond to help her. Des took makeup lessons at the beauty counter of a department store so he could do his wife's makeup for her. After 56 years of marriage, Des says there's nothing he wouldn't do for Mona, and he uses a less is more approach. "We're not trying to look like 30-year-olds or 40-year-olds or 50-year-olds," Des said. "We both love each other as we are at 83 and 82, which I think is enough." Word of Des and Mona's love story even reached Kim Kardashian's makeup artist, Mario Dedovanovic, who invited the couple to one of his masterclasses. Well, it's easy to see why this couple has touched so many hearts.
Yeah, it certainly is. Well, that's it for today's show. Here's what's coming up on the next Top 30. Painting a home before listing it for sale could make it more valuable, but according to a new report, it all depends on the color. Plus, scientists think they may have found the health benefits of being single and the journey of an overweight cat who became an internet sensation. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story.
You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.